Du sagst nicht, was habe ich mal ja für mich so Pinkes, du sagst nicht, was der Leon Schäne, was ihr schon erfahren. Okay, today we are continuing with a new packet in honor of Shavuos. We did the Shachiyanu packet with all its trimmings, and now we're going to do the Ribui Shiur and Biyantav, Udin She'en Afir Shtei Lechem Tocha Shabbos Biyantav.
Fiscal year. Well, it's on the
It's on the computer. But when we finish this packet, when we do that very big packet, I'll have one for you that you won't have to.
Love this.
Okay. Yeah, but once we get to the 41, I'll give you a nice copy that you can have. Okay, does everyone find this packet?
What, which one is it? That it's in Shavuos.
It's in the Shavuos jars.
Yeah.
I mean, the last packet was packet four. So
right.
Is this see what
five?
I don't know. What is five?
You saw those Birchel Satorah. No, you saw those Birkriya Satorah.
No. There's a pack about Ribui Shiur and Biyantif.
Let's see it.
No, what's that called?
Zrizim Matimim?
No, that's the 40 page one. Let me see if I. Let me call my assistant. Hey, Ilan, people are looking for the packet about Ribui Shiur and Biyantav of Din She'en Afir Shtei Lechem Tocha Shabbos Biyantav. I don't know, maybe it is, but could you check with people? The Ilan is looking for it. I sent it after the Shtei. I mean.
Maybe it's in a different folder.
Aaron? Vibush your Biyantif. No? He's looking for it. The pun. I don't know if I gave it to you before the 40 page packet or after the 40 page packet. Be'inyan Vibush your Biyantif, Uvdin Che'ena Fiyah Shteh Alechem Tov HaShabbos Biyantif. It could be, it was after the Shafiano packet. The first page is Beitza Yud Zayin.
Does it have another name?
No, it says, I don't know. It was sent sometime after the show.
There's six packets of the Shavuos drive. One is Shabbat Shavuos, Shavuos Tzimimos, Binyan Kibiyas Kibucho, I ran into the rest of it.
What's the second one?
Binyan Kibiyas Kibucho, one second, I opened it up. Because it's just Yisrael.
Yeah, that's not for you.
That's not either. And then also in the dry, also in that same dry, is the Indian series of Makim and Mitzvahs on the Simeon Vineyards, Tam Shalom, right? Shachyanu, Manu Ba'otsru.
Right, so he's.
And then my list of Shuka, Salalias, give me one second, whatever it is, but it's not.
Yeah, so it's somehow it didn't get on there. It must
that's
have.
In the Shavuot drive. There's other things in the drive, but. Unless what? Anyone else sees what I don't see.
What else is in the drive?
Well, there's archives, there's Pesach 2023, Purim 2023, Inyanim Rovas Kolomoid.
No, this was.
Inyanim Rovas Tila.
No, this was sent.
Smicha Shiurim. Yantiv Parsha. Is it in Parsha? Is it Yantiv?
I mean, there's an old
Shiurim. Yantiv, look in Yantiv.
I looked in the Shavuot Yantiv, Shavuot 2022.
You know,
this is your whole entire
base. Well, basically, you're dying of an olive. Okay, we're wasting
time. Shimon's the Varn Shigin, the Han, Shimon's Kahua, in Achilas, Mahe Kolov.
Okay.
Sphiris of Emir.
What's happening?
Do you have a copy in your underwear?
No, so maybe someone will take a picture of a couple of pages, if at least we'll have enough for today. And you'll send it for those. You got it?
Check.
Oh, you found it? You found it?
These were not as exclusive
as you. Yeah, well, this is supposed to be in the Shavuos. Okay, it's in the WhatsApp now.
It's in the WhatsApp.
I don't have WhatsApp. So, okay.
What? Yeah. But that should have been also in the Shavuos.
Thank you.
Okay,
we got it.
You got it?
Let me check.
It's in the WhatsApp. You got it, Aaron?
No.
Okay, he's
I'll come on you soon.
He's going to Zoom it to everyone.
Yeah, you got it.
We got it. Okay, so, but some people will go. What are you doing?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to add it to the, one second.
He's going to add it to the Shavuos.
Shavuos drive.
Okay, we got it in a minute. Okay, so sorry for the delay. Sorry. Bye-bye. Okay, it's good. It's good. Got it. Packets. Make packets.
I don't know. You don't have permission to upload to the solar, so who has permission to teach? You do?
I'm adding to the Zoom. It's going to be in the Zoom thing. I'm going to chat.
So where do you need to upload?
In the chat? Okay, in the chat.
Okay, we need someone who can upload it to the what?
To the Google Drive.
To the Google Drive.
The chat is also good.
I'm saying
right.
Could you put it on the Google Drive?
One second.
So, no. No, but is there anyone who could do anything to share it with everyone?
Sure.
You need to do something.
But for
tomorrow you'll have it done, but Dietz is going to do it now for everyone. What are you doing, Dietz?
It's on Zoom for...
I got it. Okay.
You got it? Okay. Okay. So. Yeah. You'll do it. You'll put it on the drive for tomorrow, but at least we have it today on the Zoom.
You want to chat?
Yeah, okay. Okay. But make sure for tomorrow it's on the Shavuos.
Nah.
Okay. Okay, Rabbi Aaron, you have it?
Yeah, I have it.
Rabbi Walter?
Yes. So this is on the chat now.
In the chat, Herschel?
I'm not on the Zoom. It's on the chat.
Yeah, it's on the chat. It's on the chat.
Okay. Okay, now we're ready to begin. Okay. Okay, the second dish was happy. Moira, you have to be with your pinkness. The Daniel Shane, was your sure follow. Okay. Is there anyone who doesn't have it? Eric Ginsburg? You good? Okay. Okay, so I want to show you a little bit of the Sugin Beitzi Zion, and then I'm going to tell you what the Kasha we're going to ask. You know, Rabbi J.J. Shachter wants to give a whole Russia once, but every Yontif has its kashas. that are famous kashas that people ask. So this is, you know, there's a sefer Shalom Kinyan that he had on the Shachianu and the Makoros, and he has on this also. So this kashan with the Makoros of Terutzim. So let's see what the Gemara says, what the kasha is. Then we have to go back and learn the sugya, and then we'll, you know. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to help him. Help him. Okay. So I'll go slow till you, and then we try to find. Okay, Gemara Beitza Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan ain't ofim miyontif v'chaveru. So you can't make from yontif to the second day of yontif, because second day of yontif is chol min haTorah. And over yontif v'chaveru, b'emes amru v'mala isha kol keder basar. That you could take a whole pedera and fill it with meat, 50, 20 pieces of meat, even though you only need 3, and put it in the oven. Mamal anachton kavish omayim, anachton could fill up a barrel of water, even though you only need 1 cup of water. Avalafo say no ofel masher tzarech. That's the first opinion, that by baking you only can bake what you need. Roshim v'loza omer mamal isha kol toner pas v'isha pas net nafes yofe v'smash hator no mole. And Roshim v'loza says that you could fill up the whole oven with dough and challis, even though you only need one, because pas tastes better when the tanner is mulli.
So even though there's a tear in that.
So he says, because you see, by pas, every bread you're going to have to do a separate tircha to get it. See, those days, the pas was on the stock, on the tanner itself. So you have to do radia, you have to peel it off. So then it's going to have a separate tircha to peel each one separately. So you can't be moisif tircha. See, this thing that you rebush urim, you could put, say, 15, say you only need 2 pieces of chicken, you can put 15 pieces of chicken in, you know, it'll all cook. Because you don't, there's no peeling by the, you know, but by Radia Sapas, those days, it's sort of, you know, you have to peel it off the, whereas it wasn't like they had a separate metal tin. The dough was, you know, dovuk to the toner itself, and then you had to peel it off. So therefore, that's a separate tircha. So then that wouldn't be allowed. But he says, but there's another reason why it should be allowed, is because Hirashi says, because they had small ovens, and they would put the dough on the tfanos, and therefore the heat wouldn't spread as much. Pass enough, and it would be better for the baking. So that would be mutter. Well, so we have a Gemara, Mishnah, let's see, take a look, on page 9, where it says, towards the bottom of the Mishnah, Ve'eino docha lo asa Shabbos lo ziyad. Lechem panim lechem. It says that the that it's not docha v'shnei halachem necholos ein pochos v'shnei mitzvah v'yosha shlosh osa, but ein docha lo asa Shabbos lo ziyad. So the baking of the shnei halachem is not docha Shabbos or Yom Tov. So now, if you look in the Crazy Placey, page 11 is the Sharblot, the nice new place, Crazy Placey. So he has on page 12, he says, Vikasha, you can't stay like a lama in a docha Yom Tov, Yofu, Shtayim, Vishalosh. Pass the tzorch yontif. The yofu shtei lechem ibo. We pass nafes yofa yofa. So he says that that the halacha is that even if you need only one bread, you could fill it up because that helps the. It makes the taste better, and then it's mutter. Mutter b'shem yontif, shtei lechem nefes b'zmano. So if you would need to bake it b'zmano on yontif, then you'll be able to do it. In other words, we say normally the Mishnah says you can't do it because on yontif itself b'zmano, because you can't bake shtei lechem on yontif. But I have an eitzah. Put all the bread inside, which you're going to use for yontif, and put the shtei lechem in with it, and then you're good to go because we said that you're allowed to be marbe even by afia because the tanner is yafa if you have more dough in the oven at the time. So why can't you do that? And it'll be preferable, it'll be freshly baked as manna. And that's the place is kasha. Based on this Gemara. Reb Shimon Loza Omer Mali Yisha Kol HaTana Pas Besha Pas Nafes Yafe Bezman Shatana Mali. So that, since that is going to help the quality of the pas, then that would be permissible. Well,
I like his answer.
Yeah, I wasn't going to show you the answer. If you like the answer, we could look at the answer now.
Sorry, I have the same question to be answered.
What was your question?
Why is it not certain because of the like you're
baking
two things in the oven, and the right one goes in the oven.
Yeah. First of all, he says, in the question, he says, first of all, he doesn't think that the shtei lechem is going to ask for the other bread. Why? The tanner is not. The question is whether the tanner is like a klisharis, whether it's makadish or not. So if you hold that the Torah is not makadish, and what's the right time of makadish? Because if it would be makadish and you're baking it, say, beforehand, because it's not Docha Shabbos Yontif, then it's going to be nifsal belina, because it's going to have kedusha. So al korcha doesn't have any kedusha. Even the one that you're going to use for the shtei lechem doesn't have kedusha yet. Im lo kein nifsal belina, im kein ein alem kedushas guf, ein o seris. It's not kachim kachim klisharis. El tzarech lomar, the had the shtei lechem, the tana im kadosh lu, yishan and pidyon. That the Torah is not Mekadosh, but the Yeshua Kvinim Kvosh Kosvu, in Cain, Oser, the Mashahu. In other words, there's no Kedushas Haguf. There's no Kedushas Haguf, but it could be there's Kedushas Dom. He says there's no Kedushas Haguf, but there's, like a Korban has Kedushas Haguf, you can't be Poda. But this doesn't have any Kedush at all. So, Yeshua Pidyon, Kimosh Kosva Toysis, and Kain Osir Bimashu, Lava Dovishesh Lomatir, Mishael Pidyon. Kain Osir Nafa, Ima Machmas Recha, the Mashu, Mia Ego Shterech, and Kacha Kedusha's Dom, Lachosi Lachlo Biontif, Osir Lafosim. So he says, because why? Because there's like a shepherd point out, a chair, you can't use a chair, it doesn't have Kedusha's Dom, it's not going to go on the Mizveh, the chair. But it has Kedusha's Dom, because it belongs to the base of Mikta, so it says Kedusha's Dom. Kedusha's Dom also is Kedusha. So the Shtei HaLechem belongs to the Hektish, it's not Kedusha's Dom, so it has Kedusha's Dom, which, and therefore the Reach that's going to happen at the time that you're baking it with the other things is going to go into the other breads, and therefore the other breads are now going to have kedusha in them, and then you're not going to be able to eat them. Now, this is assuming, like Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library pointed out, that you're not going to be able to be poda on yontif. So you can be poda on yontif, then just be poda on yontif, and then you'll take away the kedusha. So, but if you hold that. Being Podan Yontif is considered like Mekachu Memkar, you know, like Shecht always says, that pidyon is like a kinyan kesef. So then, so that's the assumption that you're going to. Because if it would be Kedushas Haguf, so then that means like it's like a korban. And then it has real kedusha, and then you can't even impose it. Make it even worse. But here he's saying there's no kedusha haguf. That's why he had a kasha. But he says, but it's still kedusha's dhamma. And kedusha's dhamma means that the value has kedusha. So that kedusha from the shtei halachem now will go into the other breads, and it's not going to be bato.
This is depreciation
of material because you can be both that.
This is Kedusha's Dom in Lamizbeach, right?
Yeah.
So what do you mean you can be poted? Maybe the Torah wants it in that state.
No, well, you can be poted the other chalas. How you can eat the other chalas.
Ah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And that would be the definition of something that's tirgo, because you're doing mamish, it's a ton of whatever.
Yeah.
It's mamish.
Yeah. So that's what he's saying. Now, in the footnote here, he quotes from the Baruch Tam. Baruch Tum and Frankel, that
this is only Drabanan anyway. This is only Drabanan because in Lobatol Davishnational material.
Yeah.
So but in the Mikdash there's a notion maybe you can do it.
In the Mikdash.
Yeah.
But he's asking, the Baruch Tam is asking if you could be, if, if you can be poda according to Tosfos that you can be poda, so then what's the problem? We pick on him too. What? No, she's saying Zaina Batal because Rabbi Moshe Shmira thought the Psalms because he can't be Podet. But so what? You can be Podet. It should be Batal. The answer is, but it's a Dover Sheyeshlo Batir, and I guess he can be Podet at a different time. And then it's not Batal. But right.
So that's why it's not
reasonable.
So
right.
You say,
yeah, but what if. You know. Right. So that's the question. Okay, but this is his kasha. What's the reason that you can't break it on the, I know there was a whole discussion someone had on Yontif about they wanted an order for the shul freshly baked challah for Shavuos. And so they'll have freshly baked challah on the shul for Shavuos and then they'll deliver it. Was the whole thing. So obviously for freshly baked, it's fresh, fresher. It's good. So the Shtei Halechem, we're going to make it the best possible. So the Yontif Shavuos, you can't bake. So you have to obviously do it before. So that's what the place is saying. No, do it on Yontif together with other challah rolls. So the place he wants to say, but then that goes. Even though it's not Kedushas Aguf, it's Kedushas Domim. Kedushas Aguf is like a carbon, it's Kedushas Aguf. The Guf is going under there. Kedushas Domim is like when a makdish this chair, it's not going under this bed, but it has Kedushas Domim. The value is Kaddish. It belongs to the base of Mikdash. So here, so if it has Kedushas Domim, and that Kedushas Domim through Recha Milsa is going to go into the other challah rolls. And going to ask the other challah rolls, and then it's not going to be batal. This is a davar sheyesh lo matir. It's after Yontif you could be called that. So it's a davar sheyesh lo matir. As you say, but if you hold on Yontif, so okay, let's see. Oh. So there is a discussion. And take a look at Moshe wrote a tshuva on page 7. To his grandson of Mordechai Tandler about keys on Yontif. This comes up a lot. Say you're allowed to carry on Yontif, let's serve Yontif. So you want to, like you're going to learn, but then you're going to come home. Your wife's going to be sleeping, so you need to carry the key with you. You know, when you're going out to learn, if you come back, you know what I mean? So you carry the key. But usually your key is on a keychain with other keys. So, assuming you don't use the Erev. So, you don't use the Erev. So then how are you going to carry? Here, I have this keychain here. So I have all these different keys to the apartment. Well, only one is the key to the downstairs. One of the keys is to the apartment. But then I have keys to my parents' house in Brooklyn, and I have keys to the office here. All these extraneous keys to the mailbox. I have a whole bunch of extraneous keys here, which I don't need to carry on Yontif. So we have a concept of Ribush Urim that even though I only need one piece of chicken, I can still cook 10 pieces of chicken. So would you say the same thing by the keys? I only need these two keys. I need the key to get into the bottom, to get into the apartment building. I need the other key to get into the apartment. But the key to my office and the key to the mailbox and all these keys I don't need. And the key, you know, so do we say Ribush Yurim on the rest of the key? Because Chat Tircha, there's no extra Tircha that I have all these keys in one ring. So it says, "V'dover echad sheyesh lo tabas mole maftechos harbe." Yeah, so that's so that was the question. So you have many teas. Right? He only needs one key or maybe two keys at most. But you know, no one, it's a pain in the neck to kind of get this key off and the other key off. You know, you'd rather just leave the keys as is and put in his pocket. Much simpler. Can he just take off the ones he needs and leave the other ones home? So Moshe says, Amarti, but Moshe says, no, there's no hetter to take the whole keychain on Yom Tov. Again, you're not using the air. You can only take the keys that you need. That's what Rav Moshe said. So Rav Moshe did the hikshul. So he said, people ask the question, maybe Moshe Tzavti B'tshuva, because Moshe Chelik Beis or Chayes in Kuf Gimel. He says, I was matir. She tarti lema'ashen cigariot, cigars. If a person smokes cigars. He says cigarettes. But a person's cigariot. So the time he's going to be away, he thinks he's going to need 10. The kufas cigars estrin. So in the pack of cigarettes, they're 20. He only will need 10 for his trip, his walk on Yontif, his Yontif walk. So Rav Moshe Paskin, you don't have to take out the extra. You only use 10 and the 20 in the box. So the Moshe said, you don't have to take out the 10 extra ones that you're not going to use. Why? So what's the chiluk? You need a chiluk upach. Now, cigars, kol echad mehem huroi lo b'hazman, shaloi b'vesu b'shaykh lo b'kulu b'etz. He says, because every cigarette could be the lucky one that you're going to use.
So I'm saying you could also say the same
one,
thing about keys.
1 second. No, because
yes. Rabbi Simon, you may not all the time go with Ben Yontif to your office, but let's say you wanted to go to your office for some reason.
No,
he's not going to go to his mother's house.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Every single could be the one.
Some people have car keys and other keys.
Well,
and then so Shumotzi Venosi Rak Dover Hatzarachlo. Well, honey, daughter, Rak Mishum Shalit Sarachlo. In other words, he's not going to need all of them. But every cigarette potentially can be the one that he's going to use. Again, we're not here to say this is we should be smoking or we're against smoking, make that clear, etc. But by maftechas, the ones that you're not going to use is not ribushirim. It's just totally extraneous because that key, you know. On the second paragraph, the Heru Lisha, Harava Gunner, Rishua, Yeshai, Neubert, Mechalber, Sefer Shmir, Shabbos, Kilchasa, and Perik, Yotes, Vav, Shavi, Hasha, Kasafi, Buddha, Lotzi, Beyond the Thesis, Cigarias, as he quotes my tshuva about the cigarettes, that you can take the whole pack, even though you can only use a little bit. And in the footnote, he says, the Maftechas are also Mut. So he says that he doesn't think that he was, in other words, he thinks that he extended, Rav Moshe says he thinks he extended his words incorrectly. In other words, Rav Moshe only said it by the cigarettes. He didn't say it by the keys. And he says, he said, who had done the keys too? But he says, no, the cigarettes he matted was every cigarette could be the one that you're going to use. It's a place. If you have 10 keys of the front door, of the same key, so that's the same thing. Anyone could be the one that you're gonna use. So that's maybe Rebashir.
But let's say you have an Iker and Tafel. Let's say you have a drawer. You have a drawer with Iker and Tafel. So you can open up the drawer to take the Iker, and even the Tafel might be Muktzeh. You don't care because you're going for the Iker, which is Mutter. So the same thing here, you could say that these other keys on Shabbos are tough. They're not important to you. They're there, okay?
That's for the din of buses. You're saying it for the din of buses.
It doesn't happen. You wouldn't say the same.
And buses the davar mutar aser. So you follow the you know, it could be okay. But these are two. In other words, this is not a din of buses. This is a separate halacha. So who says the din of buses?
You're doing a malacha.
Okay, you're doing a separate hotzah on those. In other words,
in buses, you're also you're moving an object that's mutzah.
No, but you're moving the. No, you're not. You're moving the drawer. You're not moving the object.
Well, the drawer contains the mutzah.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to move the muktzah. You're not allowed, you can move the drawer.
The drawer. The muktzah is moving.
The drawer becomes muktzah. So we say, well, since the drawer has something that's mutter on it, so therefore it doesn't become a basis to the dovras.
So it's not a basis, but you're in effect moving it.
Right, but you're not moving it directly. You're moving it indirectly. You wouldn't be allowed to move the take the muktzah out of because
Tilto minatzad.
Yeah.
The mashmas of the Gemara is the mashmas of the Gemara is Isaac David is 50 pieces of the chicken. It's only my wife and I, but my wife and I, we only eat 2 pieces of meal apiece. So I don't have a shaila if I can put in 50 pieces or not. I can still put in 50 pieces because it's a din in Tirko. You understand what I'm saying to you? This is the little bit of pelvic. It means that before I do the malacha, I have to determine whether it's a tear cut or not. So when, by the Gemara, I could put 50 pieces in it. Doesn't matter. It's my wife and I. We don't need 2 pieces every meal. There's 4 meals. That's 8 pieces. What do I need 50 pieces for?
Right.
So the other 42 pieces, that's awake. The U-turn.
Right, but every piece of meat could be the one that you choose to eat. So that's the din of Reba Shirma's mutter.
Mm-hmm.
Because since each one is the same meat, each one is eligible. So that's the chiddush. Since you do get brachat tircha, but pasach is you're not doing an extra tircha, putting all the things at one point into the oven at once. So then, and each one could be the one that you're going to use, so that it's okay. So that's Reba Shirma the Gemara. So then Rav Moshe said, who are then with the cigarettes? Each cigarette could be the one you use.
But here, it's not eligible at all.
So then maybe you don't say Reba Shirma, that's it. So that's what Rav Moshe said, that he thinks that it was a mistake that the Shmir Shabbos Kapasa extended his psak by the cigarettes to the keys. He said, I matted the cigarettes, the carry, but I don't matter the keys. The keys, he says, again, if you use the Erev, I mean, I'll talk so. I think it's in some, you don't use the Erev, but there's no Erev, and you need Hotzah after Hotzah and Tzalach. So that's what it's all about. So Sternbach in the Moedim Uzmanim here on page. He wrote something on page 25. He says, "V'avikan uvda etzel Rabbeinu Achazanish," on the bottom of page 25. I'm going to give you a story. From the Chazon Ish, is that? So this is in the Rav Sternbach Sefer Modim, Uzmanim, Chelek Shmini, Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin. The Avi Kan Uv De Eitzel Rabbeinu Chazon Ish, She'echa B'Kamid Yamatza B'Yotav She'nikra Eitzlo Amatla.
Mitla, the hanger.
The what?
Hanger.
The hanger?
Yeah.
Shetolim b'habeget, shelhamiyo. That's, no, the
The loop.
The loop was torn. V'shabbos also not says b'habeget te'agad mekevet she'omed l'tikar achar Shabbos. This is what we talked about this year, about the tzitzis. You know, because we're going to need the loop. You want the loop, because you got to sew it back on. So then it's considered a hotzah because it's something you want, and therefore it has a chashivas. But you got to be sakin. It's not something that now is
the loop in the bag of Torah. And if it's not used now, you still want it.
You want it, right? Exactly. Because you want it for the future. It's going to
even if it's sewn into the bag.
Right. So therefore, he says that maybe you're not allowed to wear the even on Yontif you shouldn't be allowed to wear because it's Hotzah Shalom Latzorach. But on Yontif now, it's Shalom Latzorach. Well, it's good work. She also going to talk about Poskim. Shalom Dimsham. But maybe it's called Tzorach Yontif because now you can wear the baguette. So that loop, so the loop, the only way you wear the baguette is if the loop comes along with it because now it's a dysfunctional loop. But if I don't have the dysfunctional loop coming along with it, I can't use the baguettes. He says, no, but you have to look at the loop is a separate thing, and therefore you can't, it's dysfunctional, and has chashivas, and therefore you can't carry it. So therefore he told this fellow, one of his talmidim, that if you have a loop, a dysfunctional loop, you cannot wear the, you cannot wear the baguette on your, that's what the Chazon Ish, wow. So what if the Chazon Ish lent him his own coat? They say you call lachzor lebesa. Chazon Ish said, "Okay, borrow my coat, and you can wear my coat back home." B'chor kasha, the afsha also not says b'masla, aval hamiil b'tzad matzmo, amutolotzisbo. Im kain b'yontav d'shirin riba. Well, why don't we say riba shiur? In other words, you could. You can be under the shirin of Ibu Hotsa, of the Mahatir Masla Agav Habegit. He did Ribu Shir. But you can even carry. You can even carry the Begit if you wanted. So you can wear the Begit. It should be worse than Ribu Shir. Rebbe Shurim, you're allowed to take something that's extraneous. And
was it just learning something you could use?
Oh, so he's going to say the same thing. But we're going to see that not everyone said, tomorrow we'll see that the Chafetz Chaim felt that Rebbe Shurim could be totally extraneous. That's tomorrow. But something that's totally extraneous is not mutter. And he said, based on this, says Rav Sternbach, I answered up the place's kasha. Gam shtei alechem, batzeres, name is a mutter agav chulun, and batarish chulun with the ribu shurim. Upon him, in the end, came as shamas la gufa, ein bo tzora chlal v'yomo, ein bo heter lo sharinon, idin ribu shurim. So therefore what? The same thing by the, was what do you need now? You need what? You want to break chalas. You're breaking chalas for yontif. And now the shtei alechem is the ribush urim, but the shtei alechem is not something you could use for your achila. It's hektish. You can't use it, so therefore there's no ribush urim, because this one is, the shtei alechem is totally extraneous. So therefore, you don't say, I'll make some regular bread, and then I'll be able to bake the shtei alechem because of ribush urim. It says ribush urim only say when it's all dumya to the original thing. I only one challah, I want to make 30 challahs. but 30 challahs, each one could be the winning challah, the winner of the auction, winning challah. Like each one. But he said, I can't bake bread and then have shtei alechem. The shtei alechem, I'm not going to be able to eat. That's hektish. So Mela, I can't. And the whole concept of ribush urim doesn't apply. Just like Hazanish Paskin, it doesn't apply to a coat with a dysfunctional loop. And Rav Moshe says that it doesn't apply to the extraneous keys. So the shtei alechem is like the extraneous keys, Hazanish's extraneous dysfunctional loop.
Rav Sternbach, you think Rav Sternbach would say about the extra key that's on your key ring that it's that it itself gufa is prohibited to carry? Here, the eel is a goofba. There's no problem with you, in theory, carrying.
So the extra key is of Joshua and Zorach. Because the key, I don't need to come into the office or come into whatever to use the car.
Okay, but his language is goofba, aimbo, sora, claw, the yoin.
Which one?
But I'm saying.
Yeah, car key.
Even though it's a very far-fetched possibility, in theory, you could walk to Brooklyn. I'm not saying you're going to.
Car keys.
Okay, fine. So certain keys, maybe. But your office key. Let's just use an example of your office key. More than likely, 99% of the time, you won't go to your office. But let's say you go to your office. You're like, I want to get that package. I really want to get that package. I really, on this issue, whatever.
Yeah. Right, but it's not something that.
Is there a claw you're not
claw is not a tzorach.
But it has tzorach.
It has tzorach, but not the tzorach. Everything has tzorach. I mean, but I need the tzorach now. Do I need it to use it now?
Asala is able tzorach, claw, the yom.
Right, because it's dysfunctional, so it's not going to be. So he wants to use the yisod that the.
I'm just saying that the office key is. In theory, functional. That's not
going to be okay. But it's not a tzorach hayom. It's tzorach hayom. It has to be tzorach hayom. Anything could be. No, it's a mussar dol shchiyah.
No.
For example. No. It's like Tosis asked a question when you cook. So when you say that it should be okay because maybe there'll be a choila You know, the answer is milsad lo shchiach. So if something is milsad lo shchiach, that's not bar in the cheshbon. So, yeah, it could be that I want to get the key. I dreamt, I have a dream overnight about a certain packet that I made. And, you know.
That's not the heter. Right.
Okay, so this is the Yisod here. So again, we get our feet wet a little bit, but the place is Kasha, that you can't break the Shtei Lechem on Yontif. So the Shaila is, why can't you bake it Agav the other Chalas? So either because it's going to Aser through Hekdesh, through Recha, or it's because... it's like a Rebush Urim with something that's extraneous. And we don't say, Rebbe Moshe said, we don't say Rebush Urim like that. And the Chazanish said it. But Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we'll see that the Chofetz Chaim had a different approach to Rebush Urim. And this was a discussion whether if somebody's in, Rabbi Peretzky used to tell me, I should look at the Sefer, the Machane Chaim. Chofetz Chaim wrote the Sefer from World War I. The people who are from are going to be in the scripted in the army, and they know have to know how to keep Shabbos. And the question was whether, if on Shabbos you have to carry your gun, your ammunition, so could you carry your tefillin agav the ammunition? Is that called Rebushir? Even though Rebushir is only Dere Yontif, not Shabbos, but there is a sheet that says that on Shabbos, it's only
Rabban.
It'll be the rice, it's mutter. So that's Be'ez Hashem. And then there will going to be more terutzim to the kasha. But I want you to see the basic halacha. I want you to see the, well, you yourself saw the places terutz. And also put that, I was even going to discuss that today. Okay. And then we saw the Rav Moshe's tshuva about the keys, and Rav Sternbach has the same yisod from the Chazon Ish, and he will forever to place his kasha with that yisod. So tomorrow's graduation, but the bus is only leaving at 12. Tomorrow at 12 is the bus to Madison Square Garden. Graduation, but that shouldn't stop the shiur. Shiur, see, it worked out well. That the shiur was great.
Yeah. They didn't want to interrupt their
upbringing. Exactly. I have a wedding tomorrow.
Oh, you have a wedding tomorrow. Okay.
And Thursday, Wednesday is will be regular to 11 o'clock.
Okay, but
graduating tomorrow.
Wednesday will be 11 o'clock.
Wednesday we have shiur, yeah.
11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's recording. Okay. Whose wedding is it? Anyone I know?
The father is a Dayan, Vogel.
Vogel?
Vogel, the verb.
A Vogel. Uh-huh. Okay, excellent. Enjoy.
It's my brother-in-law's, sister-in-law's grandson.
Okay, wow. Beautiful. Okay, cultive.
Cultive.
Like, they are exactly as they are.